愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone。
第四次跟大家来学习服事的比喻。
This is the fourth time we study the parable of servitude。
神是看不见的。
The Lord is invisible。
要服事看不见的神，有时候我们常常觉得很困难。
We often find it difficult to serve an invisible God。
因为看不见，我要怎么服事他
？Because he's invisible, how can we serve him？
圣经里面用很实际生活的例子来教导我们怎么服事神。
The Bible uses very practical examples to demonstrate how we can serve the living God。
上一次我们学习服事就是做管家。
Last time we studied to serve is to be a steward。
在神的家里面做管家。
To be a good steward in God's household。
那今天我们来看哥林多前书第三章。
Today, let's study 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
第十节。
Verse 10.
第三章的第十节。
Chapter 3, verse 10.
我照着神所赐给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头，立好根基，有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎，怎样在上面建造。
According to the grace of God, which was given to me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another built on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it.
在这里，圣经说，我能够做一个聪明的工头，这是神给我的恩。
Here it states that it's by the grace of God, by which we can become a wise master builder.
服事是一种恩典。
To serve is a type of grace.
那如果服事是一种恩典
，If servitude is a type of grace,
凡是渴慕这种恩典的人，都会很热心来服事神。
So whoever desires this kind of gift will serve God zealously.
那为什么服事是一种恩典
？How is it that servitude is a type of gift？
有时候服事要用时间、花力量、花精神。
Because service requires time, effort, and much money.
要很多的牺牲跟奉献。
There's a lot of sacrifice and offering involved.
那为什么这个牺牲奉献是一种恩典？
So how can this kind of dedication and sacrifice be considered to be a grace or help?
有时候我们要服侍一个人，我们常常觉得很不得已。
Often we felt compelled in order to help to serve someone else.
比方说，父母年纪大。
For instance, when our parents have become aged.
那有的孩子要服侍父母。
And some children have to serve the parents.
头脑上他知道这是应该的。
And in their mind, they understand this is the right thing to do.
但是他不会觉得这是恩典。
Nevertheless, they would not consider it to be a gift.
他是觉得说这是子女的一个责任。
They only consider it to be an obligation as a children.
但是如果把父母换成天父。
But if we were to switch our parents into the role of a heavenly father,
那服事就变恩典了。
Then the service becomes a gift.
因为对象不一样。
Because our object is different.
为什么呢？
How is that?
我们来看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
第九节。
Verse 9.
我原是使徒中最小的，我不配称为使徒，因为我从前是逼迫神的教会的。第十节。
Ten.
然而我今日成为何等人，这是蒙神的恩典才成的，并且他赐给我的恩不是突然的。我比众使徒格外劳苦，这不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God.But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain, but I labor more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but by the grace of God, which was with me.
这里保罗说，我比众使徒格外的劳苦。
Paul states that he labored more than the other apostles.
为着服事神相当辛苦。
In order to serve God, it's a very laborsome task.
而且牺牲很大。
It requires tremendous offering and sacrifice.
这里接下去说，这是神的恩与我同在。
And it goes on to say, by the grace of God, I am with God.
所以，当我们的灵性一直往上提升，我们就会越感觉到能够服事神是恩典。
As we elevate our spirituality, we will come to realize being able to serve God is truly a gift.
那保罗在这里就提到他本身的改变。
Paul here states of his transformation.
啊，本来他是罪人的头。
Previously, he was the chief of all sinners.
啊，因为他带领人逼迫耶稣。
Because he was the leader to bring others to persecute Christ.
那神在他身上有诸般的忍耐。
And the Lord has been tremendously patient with him.
虽然神说你用脚踢刺是难的。
Even though God told him that it's difficult for you to kick the goat.
人要跟神作对，这是难的。
Because it's very difficult to go against God.
哦，但是神并没有把他灭掉。
But God did not wipe him out.
哦，神拣选他。
God still chose him.
哦，罪人变成神的儿女。
So he turned from a sinner into the child of God.
哦，这是恩典。
This is truly a gift and grace.
然后做神的儿女，又拣选他当使徒。
Not only to be a child of God, but he also became an apostle.
哦，能够服侍那又尊贵又圣洁的神。
To be able to serve the God who is so holy and honorable.
当然这是恩典。
Of course, this is a gift.
啊，而且服侍的果效是永存的。
And the effect of his service is very lasting.
啊，我们看哥林多后书第四章。
Second Corinthians chapter 4.
啊，哥林多后书第四章。
Second Corinthians chapter 4.
十八节。
Verse 18.
第四章十八节。
Chapter 4, verse 18.
原来我们不是顾念所看得见的，乃是顾念所看不见的，因为所看得见是暂时，所看不见是永远。
While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
啊，圣经的价值观把世界分作两类。
According to the Bible's value system, the world is separated into two categories.
一个是看得见的。
One is visible,
一个是看不见。
The other is invisible.
你看我们为着看得见的，大家都相当的辛苦。
And we see that we each one of us work so hard to for something that is seen.
因为我们知道它的好处。
Because we realize its benefit.
好，但是这里说看得见的是暂时的。
But here it states that what is seen is only temporary.
也就是说，它的好处会消失。
It means the benefit of what is seen is only will disappear over time.
好，那看不见的是永远的。
Whereas what's unseen is eternal.
因为它的好处不会消失。
Because the benefit will never disappear.
神看不见。
God is unseen.
服侍神的果效有时候也看不见。
The fruit of our labor sometimes is also unseen.
有时候你做圣工做了一辈子。
There are times when we work for the Lord all our lifetime.
经济情况可能也不会比别人好。
Maybe our economic situation is no better than others.
生活条件也不一定比别人好。
Maybe our lifestyle won't be any better than others.
但是我们相信这个果效是永远的。
But we understand and accept that the fruit of our labor is lasting.
主耶稣变貌。
When the Lord Jesus transfigured.
摩西、以利亚跟他一起变貌。
Moses, Elijah also transfigured with the Christ.
就是在神的国里面大有荣耀。
It means that in the kingdom of God, we will be greatly honored.
那这两个人都是服侍神一直到死为止。
These two servants also serve God until the point of their death.
所以他们服侍的果效就跟到天国。
Therefore, the fruit of their labor followed them to heavenly kingdom.
这个叫做真正的价值。
This is the true value.
这个也是我们人生真正值得追求的。
And this is the truly, the true pursuit that we have to go after in our life.
所以如果神验中了我们。
If God really values us,
看中我们把工作托付给我们
and sees us worthy enough to place a task upon us,
这是神的恩典。
This is truly out of God's grace.
所以我们回来看哥林多前书三章的第十节。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10.
他说，做一个聪明的工头，这是神赐给他的恩。
It says here that being a wise master builder is according to God's grace.
那服侍神要怎么做？
So what can we do in order to serve God?
我们就看到在第十节里面，服事有两个，一个人的信仰有两个阶段。
We see that in verse 10, there are two levels and facets of a person's faith as they serve.
这里说，一个聪明的工头立好根基，有别人在上面建造。
A wise master, a builder, will lay the foundation and another will build upon it.
所以保罗本身，他的工作就是立根基。
Paul's main task is to lay the foundation.
那保罗后来的人就是在这个根基上在建造。
And the people who follow after Paul will build upon the foundation which Paul laid.
所以可见一个人的信仰要持守到他离世或者到主耶稣来 为止，有不同的人在做不同的工作。
We understand that for a person's faith to last until the point of death, we require different people playing different roles as they do go about their tasks.
即使教会也是一样。
The same is true with the church.
我们今天的教会的这个情况
，the condition of our church，
这个不是一个人造成的。
It's not because the product of one individual.
这个也不是一代人造成的。
Nor is it the product of one generation.
我们教会的现在的情况是好几代人不断的努力，这样一层一层一层接上去的。
The current condition of TJC is the fruit and the fruit and product of many generations of effort building upon each other.
所以我们在教会里面很注重的就是传承。
So in our church, we really emphasize on passing down the baton.
让这个服事的工作一代一代传下去。
So this service can be passed on from one generation to another.
有一次这个美国总会在开会。
Once a USGA was having a meeting.
那就有一个人提出来。
There was a person who made this proposal.
我们感谢主，我们这十一个人里面。
He said, we thank God because out of the 11 members,
也有70岁的，也有60岁，也有50岁，也有40岁，也有三十几岁的。
We have people with age ranging from 70 all the way down to 30.
这个是一个很好的现象。
This is a very good phenomenon.
这个就是一个传承的影子在里面。
Because it foreshadows the passing of a baton between generations.
在神的国里面，不是说老人就没有用。
In the kingdom of God, it doesn't mean that if you're old, you're marginalized.
老人虽然体力比较衰退，但是有时候智慧相当丰富。
Even though your people may be elderly, but actually they're very wise.
但是年轻人也有年轻人的好处。
And young people also have their merits.
好像在打亚玛力人。
Just like when the Israelites were fighting the Amalekites.
约书亚拿刀下去打。
Joshua was the one who wielded the sword to fight against the enemy.
实际在执行圣功，在牺牲，在冒危险的是年轻的一代。
The people who are actually risking their necks to fight against the enemy are the younger generation.
那这两代合起来，这个工作就会非常完美。
When you combine these two generations, then the work becomes very perfect.
那还有中间的一代。
Of course, there is also the middle generation.
所以这个教会的圣功能够一代一代这样传圣功能够继续不断。
So for the church work to continue from one generation to another without ceasing,
我们没有办法说哪一样年纪的人是没有用的。
We cannot make the statement that whichever age bracket is useless.
在神的国里面都是有用的。
Because in the kingdom of God, everybody is useful.
所以在宗教教育的教员、教会的职务会的成员。
So whether you are RE teacher or the council member in church,
那这个工作的传承是很重要的。
It's very important that we pass on the task of the work from one generation to another.
甚至是教会的长执、传道、负责人都一样。
The same is true with the elders, deacons, and pastors.
好，那我们现在看保罗他做的是什么工作。
Now let's examine what kind of work Paul had performed.
我们看第十节。
Verse 10.
我好像是一个聪明的工头，立好根基。
Paul compares himself to like a wise master builder to lay a good foundation.
那根基是什么
？What is his foundation?
十一节
，verse 11.
那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督。
For no other
此外，没有人能够立别的根基。
For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
所以这个根基就是盖房子的基础。
The foundation is the very bottom.Part of a building.
我们知道加州有地震。
We know that in California we have earthquakes.
所以现在这个建筑法规对这个地基的要求相当的严格。
So the seismic regulations are very strict.
就是要能够承受地震的考验。
It means that the buildings need to be able to withstand the test of earthquakes.
那我们信仰的根基，什么样的根基最稳固
？What kind of faith is a The best rooted and most secure in foundation.
就是建筑在耶稣基督的上面。
It's a faith that is built upon the foundation of Jesus Christ himself.
这样的根基最稳固。
This type of foundation is most secure.
那难道还有其他的根基吗
？Is there any other type of foundation?
我们现在来看哥罗西书第二章。
Turn to Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书第二章。
Colossians 2.
第一章二十八节。
Chapter 1, verse 28.
哥罗西书第一章二十八节。
Colossians 1, verse 28.
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧，劝诫人，教导人，要把个人在基督耶稣里完完的全全的引到神面前。29节。
29.
我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运用的大能大力，尽心竭力。
Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereas I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily.
这个地方保罗说，他用各种不同的方法，要把人在基督里面完完全全引到神面前。
Paul states that he uses various means to labor in order to bring everyone perfect before Christ.
好，这个就是信仰的根基。
And this is the foundation of Jesus Christ.
我们常常发现，一个人要信耶稣以前，常常会先看人。
We often find that before a person comes to Christ, they will focus on people.
所以有时候我们会建议一些弟兄姊妹，你如果没有改变，你的丈夫、你的太太怎么能够信呢？
So we will encourage our members, saying that if we don't transform for the better, how can we bring our spouse to Christ?
没有改变，有时候变成配偶的绊脚石。
If we don't change, then we can become the stumbling block for our spouse.
那如果有改变，
if there is a change,
我们变成主耶稣的见证人，
then we can become the living witness for Jesus Christ.
能够让人来信主。
Then we can bring others to Christ.
但是当一个人在信主，有时候我们常常发现，这个人会到教会是因为某某人。
As we bring other people to Christ, we often notice that a person first comes to church because of certain individuals.
那这个需要有一个进一步的突破，这个信仰根基才会稳固。
But for this person must have a breakthrough in his faith in order to secure his faith foundation.
比方说。父母带小孩子到教会来。
For instance, the parents bring their children to church.
有时候父母有亲情，小孩子受感动，他就来。
And out of this family relationship, the children come to the church.
但是到最后，这个小孩子信仰站得住站不住，已经跟父母没有关系了。
But ultimately, whether the faith of the child will stand firm has nothing to do with the parents anymore.
是他有没有在主耶稣的身上扎根。
But rather, it depends on whether they have taken root in the body of Jesus Christ.
所以有时候有一天父母会离开。
Because one day the parents will depart from this world.
如果这个小孩子信仰还是很稳，就是他已经建在耶稣的身上。
If this child's faith remains very firm in Christ, that means his faith has taken root in Jesus Christ.
那这个从在父母的身上转移建在主耶稣的身上，这需要一段过程。
In order to transplant their faith from being rooted in the parents and over to being rooted in Jesus Christ requires a certain period of time.
那有一些事情可能会发生。
And maybe there will be some events that unfold.
那些事情的发生，可能就是帮助我们的下一代建立他跟神的关系。
And those events will help to build our next generation's faith in Christ.
使亚伯拉罕的神变成以撒的神。
To change from the God of Abraham to the God of Isaac.
因为以撒对神也有体验。
Because now Isaac also have experience in God.
那以撒的神变成雅各的神。
And let Isaac's God become the God of Jacob.
因为雅各对神也有体验。
Because now too Jacob has the experience in God.
那雅各的神变成约瑟的神。
And Jacob's God becomes the God of Joseph.
因为约瑟跟神也有体验。
Because Joseph also has his individual experience with God.
那这种信仰的传承才是真正的能够很稳固，因为它已经建在耶稣基督身上。
Only this type of passage and faith will their faith be very secure and firm because they have taken root in Jesus Christ.
那有时候我们信主是因为教会里面有好朋友。
Sometimes we come to Christ because we have certain good friends in the church.
所以带我们到教会来，我们就信了。
Who brought us to Christ and now we believe in him.
这个是信主的方法。
This is a means or a way in which we come to Christ.
是一条路。
It's only a way.
但是有一天如果这个朋友不见了。
If one day our good friend disappears.
我们的信仰是不是站得住呢？
Can our faith still stand firm?
这个就在代表我们有没有根基。
And it will reveal to us whether our faith is rooted.
那如果我们跟主耶稣建立的关系，
if we have established a relationship with Christ,
有时候 我带我们来信主的已经不见了，我们还是不会离开神。
Then the people who brought us to Christ, if they were to disappear from the scene, then we can still stand firm in Christ.
那有的信仰的根基是建在人的身上。
Some people build their faith upon people.
比方说，有的教会啊，这个传道人口才非常好。
For instance, in certain churches, if the minister is very gifted and eloquent,
所以很多人要听他讲道。
Many people come in order to listen to his sermons.
那我们就发现，这个人还在位的时候，这个教会很多人。
And we'll discover that while this minister is still in the church, then many people will gather.
但这个人不在的时候，人就流失了。
And when this minister disappears from the church, so all the followers also disappear.
一个最明显的例子就是我们在 Garden Grove 有一个玻璃水晶会堂。
A most obvious example is in Garden Grove, there's a very famous crystal cathedral.
它的董事会里面。
Within the board, the church board itself,
也有律师，也有医生，也有会计师，也有很会经营计划的。
There were lawyers, attorneys, accountants, and people who are very gifted in planning.
但是当他年纪大以后，
Once the pastor became aged,
他没有办法吸引人。
He can no longer attract others.
所以这信徒越来越少。
So his members dwindled.
后来就破产了。
And lastly, he ended up in bankruptcy.
所以这个就告诉我们，这个信的根基是扎在人的身上。
This tells us that the faith of the people are built upon individual.
那在我们教会里面
，Now look at our church.
我们信仰最重要的原因
，The most important factor for our faith.
今天就是因为主耶稣。
Today should be built upon Jesus Christ.
因为这原因，所以我们来信主。
And because of Jesus Christ, we came to believe in God.
那在主耶稣里面又什么意思？
What does it mean to remain in Christ?
主耶稣已经在天上了。
Jesus Christ is already in heaven.
那教会就是耶稣的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
所以我们的信仰根基建筑在主耶稣身上。
If we want to build our faith upon Jesus Christ,
今天也可以说我们在真耶稣教会扎根。
We can compare that to taking root in the church of true Jesus Church.
因为这里有圣经里面讲的道统跟灵统。
Because in this very church, we have the truth according to the Bible, according to God.
我们的十大教义，这是神启示给我们。
The ten articles of faith were revealed to God.
我们所得的圣灵，这是纯正的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit that we receive is pure and holy.
那这个就是我们信仰的根基。
And these are the foundation of our faith.
所以到最后，我会在真耶稣教会，就是这个原因。
So ultimately, why we remain in TJC is because of these two reasons.
因为在这里有得救的要道。
For here we find the way to salvation.
好，那我们现在回来看哥林多前书第三章。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
第三章的第十节下半句。
Chapter 3, verse 10, the second half.
只是个人要谨慎在上面建造。
But let each one take heed how he builds on it.
十二节。
12.
若有人用金银宝石、草木、禾秸在这个根基上建造。
10. According to the
十二节。
Verse 12. Now if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw.
然后十三节。
13.
个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要叫他表明出来，有否发现，这个火要试验个人的工程怎样。
Each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire. The fire will test each one's work of what sort it is.
有时候我们看在美国盖房子。
As we study the building structures in America.
如果房子都盖好，油漆漆好，我们发现这好漂亮。
Once the building is all completed with painted, you discover it to be a very beautiful building.
但是我们如果没有在美国住过，很难想象那里面是木头钉的。
But if you have never come to America before, it's very hard to imagine what's inside is actually made of wood.
火一来，你如果在山上看见那个野火一吹，差不多所有房子都烧掉了。
So if there's a wildfire, like a newspaper, a news report, you can see the entire mountain get burned to a crisp.
因为这里面是木头造的。
Because each building is built with wood.
好看，但是经不起考验。
Even though it looks nice on the outside, but it cannot withstand the fire, test the fire.
今天我们每一个人都信耶稣。
Today, each one of us believe in Jesus Christ.
那什么要叫做真实的根基？
What is the true foundation?
那什么样叫做草木禾秸会烧掉的。
What is considered the faith that can be burnt up?
我们现在来看一个例子。
Now let's turn to an example.
约翰福音的第六章。
John chapter 6.
六章的十四节。
Verse 14.
约翰六章十四节。
John 6 verse 14.
众人看见耶稣所行的神迹，就说：“这真是那要到世间的先知。”
Then those men whom they had seen the miracle that Jesus performed said, This is truly the prophet that should come into the world.
15.
耶稣既然知道众人要强逼他做王，就独自退到山上去了。And when Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again to the mountain himself alone.
耶稣行了一件大神迹。
Lord Jesus performed a great miracle.
大家从心理上信服，这是从神来的先知。
And everyone was convinced from the bottom of their heart that this is a prophet from God himself.
就是他用五个饼两条鱼喂五千个人吃。
Which is he used five loaves of bread and two fish to feed all 5,000 people.
那吃剩下收起来有十二篮的食物。
And after they had their fill, there were 12 baskets left over of all the food.
所以大家马上拥护主耶稣当王。
So these people immediately wanted to make Jesus Christ king.
而且不只是这样。
And not only so.
我们看二十四节。
Let's read verse 24.
众人见耶稣跟门徒都不在那里，就上了船往加百农去找耶稣。
When the people therefore saw that Jesus Christ was not there, neither his disciples, they also took boats and came to Capernaum seeking for Jesus.
所以我们看这一群人在寻找耶稣那个热忱是何等的大。
And you can see how zealous they were seeking after Jesus Christ.
看耶稣不在，上船到加百农去找他。
When they could not find Jesus anywhere, they went on boats to go to Capernaum.
那他们对主耶稣这种热忱、这种追求、这种信仰，是不是在真的根基上面？
Their zeal and their pursuit and the faith in seeking after Jesus Christ, is it truly based on a right foundation?
那我们就看主耶稣怎么看这个最准。
And it's most accurate if we see it from how Lord Jesus perceives it.
因为主耶稣可以看透人的心。
Because Lord Jesus can see through our hearts.
我们看二十六节。
Let's read verse 26.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在告诉你们，你们找我不是因为见神迹，乃是因为吃饼得饱。
Jesus answered them and said, Truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you ate of the loaves and were satisfied.
你们找我不是见神迹啊。
And you came not because you saw the miracles.
这个神迹是从神来的。
The miracles came from God.
所以他们来找主耶稣不是真正的认定他是从神来的。
They sought after Jesus Christ not because they recognized he was truly from God.
最重要是因为他吃饼得饱。
The most important is because they ate of the loaves and were satisfied.
那吃饼得饱是什么？
What does it mean to be satisfied from eating the bread?
是神的恩典。
This is referring to God's grace.
他们肚子饿，主耶稣就变饼给他们吃。
They were hungry and the Lord made bread for them to eat.
那这本身就是神迹。
This in itself is a miracle.
所以在我们教会里面，信仰有很多的体验。
So in our church, we can experience many types of miracles.
差不多每一个人都得神的恩典。
Practically every person has tasted the goodness of God's wonders.
但是得神的恩典的人不一定会永远跟从主耶稣。
But not everyone who has tasted the goodness of God's grace will always follow Jesus Christ.
因为有可能跟这一群人主耶稣讲，他是为吃饼得饱。
Because maybe they are just like this group of people. They came and seek after the goodness of the food itself.
就是他来找主耶稣是为着今生的恩典。
It means they came to seek after Christ for the goodness that this life can afford them.
那这种的信仰，虽然他信耶稣，但是这种信仰火一烧就烧掉了。
This type of faith is something that can be easily burned up by fire because though they are believing in Christ, but it's insubstantial.
因为接下去我们就看主耶稣开始讲道给他们听。
Because we see what follows when Lord Jesus spoke of more gospel truth to them.
你要吃我的肉，你要喝我的血。
And you should eat of my flesh and drink my blood.
这样你末世才有永生。
Then you will have a hope of salvation in the end time.
但是六十节，这些人听了说这话甚难，谁能听呢？
But in verse 60, these people said, this is very hard to accept. Who can accept it?
主耶稣在讲这一段话，最后引到他们一个目标。
The Lord Jesus spoke of all this, ultimately to bring them to one goal.
永生。
Eternal life.
但是这群人呢，这个话太难，就走了。
But for this group of people, it was too hard to accept. They left.
所以吃饼得饱，得过很多恩典的人，不一定他的信仰啊是经得起考验。
Thus, the people who have eaten the grace of God and had their fill will not necessarily have a truly be deeply rooted in their foundation of faith.
那谁的信仰经得起考验
？So whose faith can withstand the test of fire?
好，我们看约翰福音第六章
，John chapter 6。
好。66节
Verse 66.
从此他们门徒中多有退去，不再跟他们同行。
From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him.
67节
67.
又耶稣就对那十二个门徒说：“你们也要去吗？”
And said to Jesus to the 12, "Will you also go away?"
主耶稣就问十二个门徒了：“五千个吃过饼的跟我一下子全部跑掉了，那你们也要去吗？”
Lord Jesus asked the 12 disciples.These 5,000 people ate of the bread that I made for them, and they all disappeared. Will you also go?
主耶稣就来问问看，到底你们信仰能够经得起考验是为什么？
And Lord Jesus was asking them, how is it that your faith can withstand this this trial?
68节
Verse 68.
西门彼得回答说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们要跟从谁呢？
Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
69节
69.
我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。
We believe and assure that you are Christ, the Son of a living God.
你是从神来的。
That you are from God.
在你有永生。
In you there is eternal life.
这个就是我们今天信仰抓住最重要的一部分。
This is the core of the faith that we must seize upon.
那这样叫做我们用真实的材料来建我们的信仰。
And this will reflect that we truly built.With a substantial material in building our faith.
我不离开真耶稣教会。
I determined not to leave TJC.
因为这里的得救要道，神启示在这里。
Because God has revealed the truth of salvation in this very church.
在这里有神赐下真正的圣灵。
Here you can find the Holy Spirit that was promised in the Bible.
所以真教会是神的殿，是天的门。
So true church is the temple of God and the gate to heaven.
当我们的信仰达到这样的程度。
When our faith can attain this kind of level of maturity,
任何一个考验来都不会离开。
And no matter what kind of temptation or trial comes our way, we will not depart from God.
我们的信仰经得起考验。
For our faith can withstand the test of fire.
所以有时候要带人来信主很难。
It can be difficult to bring others to Christ.
但是当一个人有需要的时候，要带他来信主就比较容易。
But it's much easier when that person has a need and bring them to Christ.
因为神的能力恩典可以帮助他解决他的问题。
Because God's power and ability can help solve his problem.
但是等到一个人问题解决之后，
But once his problem is solved,
我们要进一步的带领这个人在信仰上扎根。
We have to help that individual to further take root in their faith.
使他的观念，使他的人生目标、价值观完完全全建筑在信仰的这个圣经的教导上。
So their faith and value system can completely be rooted upon the value system prescribed in the Bible.
那这样，这个人信仰就经得起考验。
Then this person can withstand the tests and trials.
所以信仰的根基每个人都不一样，每个人都一样，都信耶稣。
The foundation of our faith should be the same, which is upon Jesus Christ.
如果没有信耶稣，我们今天就不会在这里。
Because without Jesus Christ, we would not be here today.
但是十年后、二十年后、三十年后，我还会不会在这里？这个每个人答案都不一样。
But 10, 20, or 30 years later, whether we will still be here, the answer will vary according to each individual.
那经过几十年以后，我还会在这里，只有一个原因。
After many decades later, if we are still here, there can be only one answer.
因为得救的要道在这里。
Because the way of salvation is here.
神真正的圣灵在这里。
God's true Holy Spirit is here.
我要上天国。
I want to go to heaven.
所以我不会离开这里。
And thus, I will not depart from this church.
这样我们的信仰就很纯。
Then our faith will be very pure.
这个叫做真实的材料来建造。
This is using genuine building material to build our faith.
好，我们现在再来看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音的第七章。
Matthew 7.
马太福音第七章
Matthew 7
24节
Verse 24
所以凡听见我这个话就去行的好比一个聪明的人把房子盖在磐石上25节
25
雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。26 凡听见我话不去行的，就好像一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上。27雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子，房子就倒塌，并且倒塌得很大。
Therefore, whoever hears his sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that hears the sayings of mine and does do not do them shall be likened to a foolish man who built his house upon the sand.
这里说信仰好像房子。
So here it states that our faith is like building a house.
信仰有三个考验。
There are three tests when it comes to our faith.
雨淋从天上来的。
When the rain beats, it comes from heaven.
风吹从旁边来的。
When the wind blew from the side.
水冲从下面来的。
And the flood came from the bottom.
信仰的考验，第一个是试炼从神来的。
The test of faith first comes from God, the trial from God.
第二个是世界的潮流。
Second, from the currents of the world.
从旁边来的。
From the side.
第三个，魔鬼的试探。
Third, the temptation from Satan.
从下面来的。
From bottom.
你没有办法察觉的。
And this is something that we cannot detect.
但是一个人能够站立得稳。
But for a person to be able to stand firm.
这个叫做信仰有根基。
It means that someone who is deeply rooted in faith.
那主耶稣的答案不困难。
Lord Jesus' answer is not difficult.
听见神的话就去做的。
So long as we hear the commandments of God and do them.
这个就是信仰有根基。
This reflects someone whose faith is rooted.
但是听见神的话，我知道得很清楚，我不去做。
But if a person hears the word of God, understands it, but don't do anything about it,
那这样还是算信仰没有根基。
Then it still means that our faith is not rooted.
所以信仰有没有根基，有时候不只是说懂得不懂得道理。
So whether our faith is rooted is not just a matter of understanding the message.
有时候是我们有没有在行道。
And what's defined here is whether we actually practice the word of God.
那这是登山宝训的一个结论。
This is the conclusion of the teachings on the mount.
那登山宝训里面有一个最高的标准是什么？
What is the higher standard for the teaching on the mount?
你们要完全。
That we need to be perfect.
像你们的天父一样完全。
Perfect, just like our Heavenly Father.
这个就是我们的目标。
This is our ultimate goal.
那在主耶稣讲你们要完全以前。
And before Lord Jesus spoke to them that you had to be perfect.
主耶稣说。
Lord Jesus said to them,
要爱你的仇敌。
That we are to love our enemy.
这是不简单的。
This is no easy task.
所以这个登山宝训告诉我们人跟人之间的关系。
The Sermon on the Mount tells us the interpersonal relationships.
到最后这个关系要怎么来解化。
In the end, how do we dissolve, how do we better this interrelationship?
就是要注意天父。
Which is we have to focus on our Heavenly Father.
然后是爱仇敌。
And to love our enemies.
那如果这样的。
And if we do so,
我们心里对人没有恨。
Then we have no, we're not holding any grudge or hatred in our heart.
我们没有苦毒，没有那 bitterness.
And we have no bitterness stored up in us.
那我们的信仰就站得住。
Then we can stand firm in faith.
所以有时候人跟人之间呢，有一些不同的意见。
Sometimes between people, amongst the people, we will have different kind of opinions.
那如果内心有这种恨或者 bitterness 苦毒。
So if we should have harbor any kind of hatred or bitterness inside.
我们不愿意照着圣经我们所知道的道理来行。
And we are unwilling to walk according to the teachings of Christ.
让我们赦免别人跟别人和好。
To forgive others and reconcile to them.
还是很可能这个信仰会倒塌。
And it's very possible that our faith will collapse.
因为知道道理不去行就是站在沙土上。
Because if we know the message and do not practice God's teaching, then we are building upon sand.
历史是一面镜子。
The history is a mirror for us.
我们看在教会洗礼有一些人。
We see that of all the baptisms in church, for some people,
虽然体验很多。
Even though they have experienced much grace from God,
道理也明白。
And they understood God's teachings.
但是现在已经没有跟我们同在。
But now they are no longer with us.
为什么？
Why is that?
有的是信仰根基不稳固。
Sometimes it's because their faith is not deeply rooted.
有的是建造的材料不是真实的。
Some because their building material is not genuine.
所以我们做圣工就是做工头。
So as we work for God, we are working as a master builder.
聪明的工头。
A wise master builder.
要把人带到神面前。
We have to bring others to before Christ.
不是带到我们自己面前。
Not before ourselves.
要让人认识神。
We need to let people understand God.
不是让人来认识我。
Not for other people to know us.
要让人来跟从神。
Let people follow God.
不是要人来跟从我。
Not to follow ourselves.
这样我们的工作就有价值。
Then our work will be valuable and worthwhile.
唱诗。
Sing him. Sing in 400. We have to often pray for the sacred work in church.
末世的挑战是大的。
For the challenges of end time is tremendous.
罪恶的潮流。
And because of the sinful worldly currents.
再来，异端学说思想的横行。
And the prosperity and the awesome trends from this the world currents and knowledges.
还有，就是世界享受的引诱。
And also the temptation from the worldly pleasures.
但是爱主的人一定可以得胜。
But whoever loves God will prevail.
我们需要警醒祷告。
We have to stay alert and pray.
求主保守我们。
And ask God to help us.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let's pray together.